Hello, everybody. Here we are back for another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett. We bring you fun, interesting, and information about the profession. And gosh, here we go rolling again. And I want to thank Celeste and Kelsey for carrying some weight there for me while I was out globe-trotting. Actually, I was just off in Singapore, spent a little bit of time in Malaysia. I was doing some classes. I did an advanced workshop on age regression, and I did the Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course there too. And so now we're back and everything can start settling down. How you doing, Celeste?
Hi, Cal, and hi, everybody listening. Welcome to 2008. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. is going strong, starting out strong. We got a really good program for you today.
Hey, you know what? I want to let everyone know that, you know, this program is on iTunes. It's soon going to be on Zoom Marketplace because Microsoft has now opened up a great podcasting network. We're also available on Blip TV and all these other kinds of places. And so if you're watching us on one of these other kinds of networks, make sure you check out www.calbanyan.com, because right down below this video on that page is all the resources and links and additional information that go with this episode. I've got a clipboard in here in front of me. I have some announcements I wanted to make real quick. Back from Singapore. A big secret project to be announced that will help hypnosis professionals add hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars income every month. That's going to be announced in a week or two or three to all hypnosis professionals everywhere. Right now, the CFIs, that's our trainers, that stands for Certified Professional Hypnosis Instructors. They've already know what it is, and they're helping me prepare for it. I got some hate mail from someone last week about my no hypno wimps statement on calbanyan.com, and I want to say I'm sorry if that irritates you, but hey, don't hate me. You know what, that you should use that irritation to motivate you to go out there and learn what you need to learn so you can get out of that hypno wimp category into the 1%ers category. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I'm not sorry. Yeah, go get some better training, or at least get some more training. And the other thing I have to say is, you know, really watch closely, because Cal is in every episode doing his dumb hypnotist tricks segment, or at least we're going to try to get to it this episode, and usually we do have that. And, you know, you follow those things, or you stop doing those things, and you're going to shine. So don't worry about it. I think everybody's been wimpy at first, and, you know, no big deal. Just get some more training.
Hallelujah. That's right, Celeste. Let's see, one more thing. By the way, if you're thinking of getting certified, or if you're already in the profession, make sure that you check www.hypnosiscenter.com and find out when our next upcoming training is. We've got one in just a few weeks, and we almost always have two or three going on here at our center each year, and there's early discounts. There's discounts for early enrollment, so you want to check that out. And by the way, you heard me talk about CFIs. That's our trainers. We've got them in across the United States, like Celeste in Texas. We've got in Canada, Singapore, Australia, and even in the Middle East. So check hypnosiscenter.com for those schedules. Okay, Celeste, tell everybody what we're going to be doing today.
Today is going to be very interesting. Cal just told me about this, and he said, this is what we're doing today. And I'm like, we are? He does this quite a bit. It makes everything exciting. Sometimes I try to, you know, turn the tables on him, but now he's been doing it more to me lately. Today, we're going to talk about predictions in the hypnosis profession for 2008. All right, Cal, take it away.
You know, Celeste, I got this idea because it seems like everybody's doing this. It might be television news, or it might be podcasts for technology or something. And I thought, I should go out on a limb and make some predictions. These are not psychic predictions. They're just, well-educated guesses about what I think what's going on. And since I kind of have my fingers on the pulse of what's happening in the profession and technology-wise, I dare to make some suggestions. And so let's just chime in anytime you want. Number one, This is a no-brainer. You all got this one already. Hypnosis will continue to be accepted by the public and the professional, other professions. That's one of the reasons that we are working so hard at getting hypnosis.org, O-R-G, set up, because that's going to be like a hypnosis hub for people, all kinds of people. People who are just interested in hypnosis, like someone that's doing a report on hypnosis for school. There's going to be information there for people who want to get services, people who want to go into the profession, and then people who are in the profession looking for advanced training. How do you feel about that, Celeste, that hypnosis is going to get more and more acceptance this year?
Well, it's going to get more and more acceptance. So hypnotists who are already practicing are going to get more and more referrals. But also, I think that people who are not hypnotists, who are in the helping professions, more and more of them are going to see how important it is to learn how the mind can affect the body and emotions. And so I think more and more professionals who aren't hypnotists are going to start seeking out that training.
Well, that's right. I think that constantly there's more and more physical evidence coming out that hypnosis is real, and the mind works differently under hypnosis. And so with these hard scientific facts coming out, then the professions are going to be accepting it, you know, medical, psychological, counseling professions and that kind of thing. All right, anything else you want to say about that, Celeste?
No, I think that's an excellent prediction, and I'm right there with you on that one. I'm going to see if I'm with you on the rest of them. Keep talking.
All right. Feel free to disagree. Number two, the internet will become an even more important factor in promoting hypnotism and individual hypnosis practices. Any input on that, Celeste?
I think that's real obvious. It's people's practices are growing by leaps and bounds. And for the most part, if you want to be found as a hypnotist in most major cities, from what I'm hearing, having my finger on the pulse of the little bit of talking that I'm doing with individuals, the people who are getting the referrals, the people who are getting the clients are the ones that are on the internet and have a presence there.
Yeah, you know, right now, most hypnosis professionals have at least a website. Some are actually getting blogs, and they're realizing that right now, probably having a well-designed website that shows up well on the search engines like Google and Yahoo is more important than spending money on a telephone directory. In fact, each year, over the last 2 years, we've decreased the amount of money we're spending on a telephone directory. How about you, Celeste?
All of my money goes into anything and everything on the internet. My husband just built a video studio. We plan to be doing some things where we upload videos to Google, plan to do, you know, videos for my website and so on. So yeah, that's where our dollars are spent for sure.
Beautiful. And I think that one of the things I want to point out is that let's see, how long have you had this nice website that you have right now?
2 years and maybe a couple of weeks.
Okay. And I don't know, what percentage has your income from your practice gone up, say, from comparing 2007 to 2006?
Well, some people I had to turn away in 2006 because I wasn't confident enough to work that hard or that much. And then it started getting busy and I couldn't handle them. Now I'm seeing up to 4 clients a day, and I would say that once my website started being found, I had as much work as I wanted. I started, if I recall, it's kind of hard for me to recall for sure, but I think I started seeing 4 clients a day in the fall of 2006, and there were many times when I had to put people on a waiting list. The economy has slowed down quite a bit, so it's not quite as busy since I started feeling the pulse of the economy slowing down here, probably in August. It really didn't affect me until, I guess, a little bit in December, and, you know, I'm still doing pretty well, but I can feel that the calls are sluggish.
Okay, my question is, if you compare your income from 2007 to 2006, how do they compare?
Well, in 2006, I grossed just under $30,000, and then in 2007, about $71,000.
All right, so that website and other stuff you're doing on the internet's really paying off, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So, gosh, I guess someone could make a living in this profession. Is that right?
Out of their home.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of overhead, do you?
No, I don't. Let's just say, no, I don't. Plus, I don't have to drive. I get up, I cross the hall, and I'm at work. So I have to remember to, put on some clothes, get out of the pajamas. But that's the worst part about it, is getting out of the pajamas. I could stay in my pajamas all day, but that's not acceptable.
No. Okay, good. Number three, expect to see more podcasts and better use of Web 2.0, especially social networking to promote organizations and practices. And so people are becoming more sophisticated on this internet stuff. And so we can expect to see, there's Web 1.0, Web 2.0, and Web 1.0 is really what it was like before, the last year or two, and that was, the web wasn't that interactive. And now Web 2.0 is everything where people are becoming interactive. For example, if you guys watching this, leave a comment, then we begin to create some interaction. Or we have our network for hypnotists and hypnotherapists, www.ourhypnospace.com, and that's very, very interactive. And all this kind of interactive networking that's going on is going to become more and more accepted and used. When we first started our hypnospace.com, a lot of hypnotists were like, oh, what do I do? But everybody's becoming more internet network savvy, and so able to engage and use this kind of new Web 2.0 more and more. How about you, Celeste?
Well, already people are asking, Celeste, how do you and Cal do those podcasts? And I've had people ask me about recording audio, and I've had a couple people ask me about our video studio. So I think there's a lot of interest being generated just by our doing the podcast. I think we're, setting the stage for other hypnotists, showing it can be done. And I think more and more people will be doing podcasts.
It's getting easier and easier. Let me move on to number four. Technology coming to the point where doing online hypnosis sessions via webcam will become more predominant. Now, whether that's good or bad, I think we're going to see that happening more and more. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I disagree. I think that they're going to become less dominant because they're going to realize they don't work that well. But that's just my opinion. Apart from direct suggestion that you could get with a CD or I guess just audio sessions.
Okay, how frequent do you think that's happening now, hypnosis sessions via webcam?
Well, Cal, you got me on this, because I really don't know, so I guess I'm wrong.
Okay, almost not at all. And so I don't think it can become less dominant. There might be a surge, where people start trying it out, and then, people don't like it, and then abandon it. But I do expect that is something that we're going to see people playing with more and more and working with and learning how to use it. And some people will like it and some people won't. But if someone wants to expand their practice, that's a way to do it. Or if someone wants to see like a five-path hypnotherapist, but there's no one in the area, and leaving home to have the session just out of the question because of business or family restrictions, that kind of thing, might be an option. I guess next year at this time, we can look back at this and see, we can judge how psychic I was, huh?
Yeah, and thinking a little deeper, I know that there are some people that do fairly well doing hypnosis sessions via the phone with EFT. At least they tell me that they do fairly well. I don't know if that's, I don't know, but they say. And there certainly are a lot of MP3s you can listen to on websites if you pay $9.95 or whatever it is. So, if you say there's no sessions being done online, well, I guess there will be some, and then I think that they'll crash and burn, but that's just me.
Well, time will tell, as they say, right? Here's another one for you to ponder. More live classes taken over the internet. As you know, our certification courses and our Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis program is available over the internet. I've had classes where I have a full classroom, and then I'll have someone in Texas, someone in Pennsylvania, and someone in Singapore all interacting in class live. And I think that as people, this is not going to be widespread because it's a bit of a task to put together. I mean, we have a technician in the background constantly running the cameras and the computers and stuff like that. But I do expect to see this popping up more and more. What do you think, Celeste?
I think because hypnosis will become more acceptable, which means more people will be wanting to learn it. And not everybody who wants to learn this, especially people who already are in the helping professions, not everybody has the time to fly to the best trainers to get the training. So I think that's a pretty good prediction. The interesting thing will be, I guess the challenge for a lot of hypnotists will be having the money to have the backup system with the tech support.
You know, you're right. The challenge would be doing it well. I mean, we really, I should someday do a tour of our classroom, but I mean, we're running two dedicated computers that are hardwired into a hub that is backed up. It goes through a T1, which is a high-speed internet connection, and then we've got a fail-safe switch that if the T1 goes out, even for an instant, a DSL line will instantly come in and back it up so that we don't go down and we just slow down. And then as soon as the T1 comes back up, it automatically switches back over. And so that and microphone placement and camera placement and being able to show the videos in class and over the internet all at the same time, it's all a bit of a juggling match, but we pull it off.
Yes, and that's the way I got my CFI training, and I'm very glad that that option was available to me.
Beautiful. All right, last prediction. I believe that more cooperative marketing techniques and programs will come up in the profession because of the internet. And that's a hint. My secret project that I'm going to announce in a week or two to everyone has to do with that, how hypnotists and trainers can work together to make their practices more profitable. And so I think that that's going to be something that's really going to be able to help people who want to go full-time that are not full-time yet be able to do that. And for people who are full-time that aren't making as much as they possibly can in the profession to be able to do so. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Oh, that's a great prediction, and I agree with you. I think that will happen. But speaking of cooperative agreements, affiliate sales, I think those are going to get better and bigger, and you're going to see that more and more often on websites.
Yep, all that kinds of stuff, joint ventures and things like that. We're going to get more sophisticated at using the internet and as business people. I think that hypnotists are going to start realizing that they need to have a little bit more entrepreneurial spirit and learn about these business techniques if they're going to thrive in the year ahead. Yeah, okay, do you have any predictions for me, Celeste?
Well, I think that because of all these things that are happening and that are likely to happen this year with the internet, you know, some of them are going to be more or less rumblings of what's to come in the future. A lot of the big advances may not be made for a year or two in some of these areas or maybe longer. But I also think that there's a big possibility because some of this is just, most of these things that you're predicting are just so technological in nature. And because the amount of people who are hypnotists are over the age of 40 for the most part, and a lot of them are women, I could see possibly a big gap between those who do the technology and set themselves apart as the experts and those who don't.
Well, I think that's a wise observation. Good, good. All right, what I'd like to do now, we're running out of time. And I'd like to move on to one extra part now. This one probably won't take as long. By the way, next episode we'll be doing our usual dumb hypnotist tricks. Everyone writes in and says they like that part. And then we're also going to be doing our 10 Keys series. I'll talk a little bit more about that once I get this next segment in. The next segment is what I would like to see in the profession in 2008. Number one. You know, the National Guild of Hypnotists does a wonderful job of holding their members to an ethical standard. What I'd like to see this happen across the board with all the different fledgling smaller organizations and even people who aren't necessarily members of an organization it really helps the profession if we get a reputation for being ethical in everything we do, ethical in our advertisements, ethical in the way we handle our clients. That's just a big thing I'd like to see happen. How about you, Celeste?
Ethical and professional, please. And friendly.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm kind of really hardcore about this ethics stuff, and I'm proud to be a member of the Ethics Committee for the National Guild of Hypnotists. Number two, I'd like to see more hypnotists and hypnosis professionals of all kinds going into full-time practice. So that's one of the things I like to do. I think that'll be one of the main things that helps to establish our profession in a more solid way, is for more and more people, you know, really everybody who wants to become full-time. How about that, Celeste?
I love that prediction. That's something that I would really like to see happen, because there are a lot of people who get their training and they just sit on it. And when you have this sort of training, it's almost unfair not to use it in some aspect, helping somebody sometime. My gosh, you know, even if you just work with your own family or friends, which of course, you know, that doesn't always work. So you might want to reach out a little bit further in your circle. Usually people, maybe sometimes that's even the reason why people don't go further, because they work with a family member and, you know, it doesn't work as well. And they think, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. But actually, you know, that can be sometimes a detrimental to you just getting started. Yeah, I definitely think that more people will be moving full-time into practice, and I hope that the ones that have gotten their training, who have been sitting on the fence, will just strike out and do whatever they need to do to get practicing, build confidence, and get some encouragement and support from wherever they need it.
Boy, I can tell you're starting to get excited and revved up, aren't you?
You know, Cal, that this is something that this is sort of a pet peeve of mine. You know, you get your training and you don't do anything with it. And I know there are some good reasons not to, but to me, the advancements of our civilization depends on our ability to understand the workings of our minds and emotion. And people complain all day long about what's happening in the world. Well, guess what? If you have this training, you've got to do something with it. That's how you can help.
You're so right. Again, these aren't predictions. These are the things I'd like to see happen in the profession. I'd like to see hypnosis professionals become more aware that ongoing training is not an option. It's a must. You know, you need to continually take courses, read books, listen to CDs, DVDs, and you guys that are watching this or listening to this, I'm kind of preaching to the choir, you know that, and that's one reason you plug in and listen to us every week. What do you think about that, Celeste?
I don't know anybody who has a hypnosis practice, a real hypnosis practice, who isn't continuing to get education. And that just goes to show how important it is. If you want to be in the game, you're going to have to get the continuing education.
All right, and here's my last one on my wish list. I'd like to see a real college or university start offering either a minor or a specialty or a degree in hypnotism or hypnotherapy or something like that. I believe there's a real situation like that in the UK, but it's very, very rare in the world. It doesn't exist in the United States. If someone says they have a degree, you know, a bachelor's degree, master's degree, PhD, whatever, in hypnosis, and they got it in the U.S., that's not a real degree. We need to start building interest at the college level to start doing these kinds of degrees. What do you think about that, Celeste?
Well, you know, it's just going to make hypnosis more relevant. It's going to make hypnosis seem like a real career choice for people. And so I can agree with that. And what are your reasons for wanting to see that?
Well, it's like what we were talking about is when people get done with a certification course, they a lot of times don't have the confidence to go out there and begin seeing clients. And with a college course, they really have time to get more instruction, maybe have some internships and this kind of thing, then so that they can get a, you know, that kind of confidence and support as they transition from you know, the learning into the practice. And another thing is, gosh, you know, I cram about 4 weeks, maybe about 400 hours worth of training into 10 days. And that's just because that's where the profession is right now. I'd love to be able to teach more of what I know And there's many, many resources out there, people out there, great teachers in the profession that have so much more to offer that just can't be taught in the 1 week or 2 week or 3 week format. What they need is the opportunity to teach in a more ongoing manner. And also there's some background things that could be courses that could be added that would be wonderful benefits for everyone in the profession, such as the history of hypnosis. Now, it's not vital, but it's something that would be nice if everyone knew. The nature of scientific design and research so that hypnotists could read scientific papers and really understand what those are about. How to do real research and this kind of thing. So there's a lot of things that could be added to the profession if we had, you know, college level training with regard to, you know, having more time to study before they're out there seeing clients. Now, I think you don't need that, but it is the next step. I encourage everyone to go to calbanion.com and click on my hypnosis manifesto graphic there on the right, and you'll see kind of like short term, what I recommend, medium term and long term for the profession, and see if you agree. Some people write me hate mail and they say I hate what you wrote. That's all right. You know, I reserve the right to change my mind if new information becomes available. All right, Celeste, anything else on that topic?
Yes, there is something I want to say, and that is I do think that a college class or a college program would just make the hypnosis profession, you know, it just would legitimize it, I guess I'm trying to say. But the trainer that's going to do the college course or be the teacher or the professor, this is where my concern is that, you know, they need to be good. They need to have a lot of knowledge. They need to be able to teach in depth. And I wonder how many of those who are out there running a business would be willing to take the time to slow down and teach a college course.
Well, you know, one of the things you're saying, though, I think is a really, really valid concern. And one of the problems with university level training with regard to hypnosis, in my experience, there, you know, there's a spattering of it out there, and that most of the training that goes on at the university level with regard to hypnosis is terribly outdated. And so, you know, that's a possibility, is that the training would be very outdated if you relied on the current professors to teach the course. Hopefully they would reach out to the professional hypnotism community like ourselves, you know, and other people who are trainers to try to update their training.
So can we predict that Cal Banion will be a professor this year?
No way. I'm very happy with what I'm doing, but I would be happy to consult with anyone that is trying to put together that kind of program.
Okay, well, that's going to be very helpful. Did you guys hear that? If you think you want to be a hypnosis professor, Cal Banion has said he'll help you.
That's right. Hey, that's it. We're running out of time. Celeste, wrap it up.
All right. Well, I'm Celeste Hackett. I'm coming to you live, but recorded by the time you get this, live in Plano, Texas, just north of Dallas, Texas. I'm in my home at my home office for Family First Hypnosis. This is Cal Banion's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett, and we'll see you next time. Hey, Happy New Year.
New Year? It's past New Year. Anyway, Cal Banion here. Remember to visit calbanion.com, hypnosiscenter.com, also hypnosis.org, that's O-R-G. And if you're a hypnosis professional, make sure that you join www.ourhypnospace.com. This is Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.